Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, welcome in. Happy rainy Tuesday, everybody. It's a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
Which just means that it's the worst day of the week.
Indeed.
And we're all here for it.
It does kind of feel like the Tuesdayest of Tuesdays, doesn't it?
Today is, when the rain is pounding down.
It was cold yesterday, too.
Yeah.
I was outside, and I was like, you know, I'm going to go barbecue. And I was out there.
Ooh.
Getting a little Q done.
What'd you barbecue?
Flank steak.
What'd you grill? Oh, a little flank steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what turned into the tacos.
Very nice.
You go with a marinade or a rub?
Marinade.
Yeah.
I made fajitas.
Okay. Mm.
So a little black top on the
good
barbecue.
Good fajita.
Yeah. I do. But I was sitting there and I'm like, I took a deep breath and I could see my breath. I'm like,
yeah.
Huh.
That's what cold does.
Yeah, well, I just didn't expect it to be that cold. I'm like, is
science.
Is there something going on here? I grabbed my phone, 45 degrees.
Oh, and I was like, yeah.
I'm out here in a tank top,
yeah.
Crocs and shorts, and it's 45 and I'm barbecuing. What the hell is wrong with me? Among many other things.
Do we have enough time to unpack that?
Yeah. That's more than a 3-hour show.
It's a long list.
I was about to do the... And here's where we can start, and then we can go down the list from there. But yeah, it was a chilly one. It was a chilly.
Are we in sixth spring now?
Yeah, we're kind of reversing. Yeah. We're reverting back. It feels a little wintry, but
it's funny. My first grader on most days on the way to the bus stop every morning now, she asks me, she goes, "Dad, is today another fake spring?"
Yeah. No. Today we get beat down.
Yeah, I think we're actually in real spring now, which brings the rain, and yeah, it is real.
It's made
spring.
It very, very, very difficult for me. So. To mow the yard, the backyard, my yard debris bin was nearly full because my wife got a wild hair and decided she wanted to rip up some rose bushes and like load the
Just
ripped them out. And I was like, okay, cool. It's, you know, whatever you want to do. Like that's your world. You go ahead and you live in it. But I was like, hey, if you're going to do that, can you give me kind of a heads up and not fill the entire yard debris bin the day after it's emptied and it won't be emptied for 2 weeks? I was like,
well, I mean, that actually, no, you need to reframe this line of thinking, Danny. No. Because if the yard debris bin is then full for the next 2 weeks.
Guess what? I would love to go mow the lawn, but there's nowhere to put all the clippings.
That's a wily veteran, right?
The problem.
Yeah.
My grass is like up to my knee.
No, so
again, not your problem. She went and filled that bin.
Okay.
Yeah, but that means I have to mow it down like 4 times now.
Look, this is, you just cut it and leave it, okay?
Oh, she will murder me.
It makes the roots stronger. Makes the roots stronger.
I'll give you the phone. You go ahead and tell her that.
Okay, well, I'll do that. We'll do that in the break. We'll record that.
Well,
We'll see how that one goes.
Yeah, yeah, it's not going to go good.
Here's the other thing, too. Being that you live in the Burg of News,
yes.
I assume you probably can't throw a dead cat without hitting like a burn pile somewhere.
Sure. You got that? I'm sure there's a,
Yeah, but
is there a ditch near you, near like your front yard, where you can just like just, throw it in the throw the grass in the ditch?
Light them rose bushes on fire.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I mean,
Everybody likes a good burn pile.
Yeah,
except for
ditches
all the
have other uses. Okay,
okay, but you're framing this the wrong way. You just need to frame it as this is actually good for me. Because I won't have to do the yard work.
Yeah, but look, I am with you to for most extents on this, but
where are we going
to
put it?
I hadn't got around to doing the first mow, and so it started to grow up, and I was like, oh no. And then I was able to do like a little bit of a mow.
Yeah.
But there's still like a section the size of a Winnebago in the backyard that I just, there's nowhere to put anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah. If she's really motivated for you to do that yard work there, she'll do what my beautiful bride did, which was I gave the, see, yard debris full. I show up 2 days later. We got a 44-gallon garbage can that is yard debris 2.0. Yeah.
She upgraded the can? Yeah.
She did. But guess what?
Bigger bin.
I had 2 days where I was like, I had no space. I don't know where to put it.
See, we already have the big, like.
Well, then fill that up. What are you complaining about?
It's full.
Well, then she'll get another one if you want that one full.
Oh, good Lord. Don't give her any ideas.
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't give her any ideas.
I'm just saying. You're playing this the wrong way. You got to have her motivated.
But
to
also
that
now
we're trying
now
to help here, man.
But now it's wet.
We're problem solving.
Now it's wet. Now it's wet again. So I like even if it was empty, it's just going to sit there and do its spring thing, which means it's going to grow like full Jumanji style.
Okay.
Vancouver Ford text line, new rock garden installed, no mowing. Yeah, so I have a RV parking spot on my property that was fully graveled with like nice stone.
Yeah.
It's full of grass now
because
the grass just took over.
Yeah, we have a technical RV parking on one side too, and we also put down the pea gravel, and it's not just pea gravel.
The grass took hold and said, you will not have rocks here.
Yeah.
We had the discussion yesterday about how do we get this out of here, and I was like, lots of shovels.
It's called landscaping fabric.
Yeah.
You gotta throw that down. You're going to have to go in with grass killer over the top.
Not just grass killer. You need the all vegetation killer.
Yeah.
Some crossbow, perhaps.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to kill all
that. I'm just picturing you with like a medieval crossbow.
Well, no, the crossbow, that's the brand. That's what you use for the blackberries.
What I'm hearing here, Mr. Meringue, grass up to the knees. The RV parking spot taken over by grass, you're going to have to start subscribing to the I do a little bit of work year-round to not have the, oh, God, this is going to be a whole... Like that...
It's one of those things where it's like...
That's a tough one, dude.
I don't mind doing the yard work. Actually, it's kind of a nice little, like, throw the AirPods in, kind of get away, tune out everything.
Sure.
It's nice.
It is nice.
But there's so much... to work with, that it gets the when the spring has sprung.
His property is so grand.
it's a half acre, man.
It's a lot.
It's a decent amount of property.
Yeah, you got to sign up. You got to sign up for that commitment.
And I did, and I love it. But when the grass does grow, it goes from like, hey, I'm not here. Hey, I'm not here. Hey, I'm not here. Hey, I'm a foot tall.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a...
That's how the grass works.
There's not an in-between.
Turf that bad boy.
And look, man, the one thing that's nice about living in Yamhill County, in Washington County, if you throw down concrete, they tax you.
What?
Oh, yeah. If you put concrete down, like if you want to expand your driveway, that is taxable property. The reason I know this is my parents did.
But it's already your property.
Buddy... Just telling.
And I guess we didn't put down concrete. We put down brick and exposed aggregate, but...
I think there's limits to it, but, like, blacktop is not taxable either. So that's what people get around it. They pour the blacktop.
Wow.
The asphalt. But in Newburgh, anything goes. So I might just, like, make the RV park spot a concrete spot.
Anything goes, except for those books in the library.
Yeah.
Also,
ding, 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 ding.
This coming in on the text line. Second yard debris bin costs $4 a month from Waste Management. Helps so much.
Ooh.
$4 a month. I mean,
that's not
bad. But also,
bad.
I don't like giving Waste Management any more money. They're monsters. They send me like little photographs like once every 4 months of like my trash can
lid just slightly open.
Slightly open.
Yeah.
It's $4. And I'm like,
well,
cool. Where were you the week the weather went away or the weather was miserable and you didn't show up and I had 2 weeks worth of trash built up?
And what I love is how when they send you that picture in the email, it says we had a, like a, there was a, what do they call it? Like a pickup incident.
Yeah.
A retrieval incident.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's like, really? My bin was an inch open.
Yeah. Waste management is a mafia. Don't like them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen lots of movies and TV shows about the mafia and garbage services.
I'm not saying anything here. I'd like it to be known. Dusty is not speaking. you guys are both going to show up tomorrow.
I love
legs.
That the Vancouver Ford text line is just blowing up with ways that we can kill foliage.
See? This is what the text line does. They're problem solvers for us. I'm sorry you're going through that. I'm trying to help.
No, it's fine.
We're trying to help.
Well, I have
just give me that phone. I'll call your wife. And
I have won the battle. We are going to rip the deck out, and we're going to concrete the backyard.
Ooh, all right.
So,
all right. Wait, the backyard?
Like not the entire backyard? Like
what are you going to open up a skate park back there?
Yeah, a little half pipe, quarter pipe. It's my new life. No, we have a
skater deck.
It's like a 20x20 deck. It's massive. It's absolutely enormous. It's got a hot tub. It's elevated and stuff. But we're going to rip all of that out.
Why would you do that?
Because the deck is falling apart because they didn't treat it properly. So the wood's nasty and they painted it with wood or with paint that's not used for what it was. So it has to come out.
Gotcha.
It looks like hell.
But you're not going to redeck, huh?
No. We're going to put a concrete pad, do a little bit more modern. So, hey, if you're a company out there and you're listening.
You're trying to concrete Danny's backyard.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do
it. May or may not be paving over bodies.
Okay. Again.
Good luck finding them.
Again.
Concrete.
All right. We got sports show today. Well, sometimes sports show. Mm. We may pivot to lawn and garden again. Who knows? We got a lot of really good feedback coming in here.
True.
On the Vancouver
lawn and
Ford
garden
Texas.
Show today.
Yeah. Probably not. Mm. But we've got some sports. Basketball is basketballing.
Mm-hmm.
We got some football. Just came in. The largest spring games in the country have been attendance-wise unveiled.
Ooh.
Huh?
I'm going to guess Oregon State wasn't there.
Wow.
They were not.
Okay.
They were not. That was a low blow.
Low blow. Cheap shot.
Low blow. But some familiar names. Won't be surprised to see which ones came on top. So we'll have that today. We got some news out of the NCAA. It's getting a little hairy there for the NCAA, which could very well, I mean, and we've said this before, but this really could be some news that came out today. The NCAA could cease to exist moving forward.
That's a shame.
It really is. You
hate to see it.
You hate to see it. But there's, for everybody that hates the NCAA, this could have wide-ranging impacts on all the other sports besides football and basketball. Football and men's basketball.
There you go.
Everything else, we could see a full-on landscape shift in how college athletics operate. So we got that to get to, but where we got to start this bad boy off, we now have three teams that have punched their tickets to the conference semifinals, but the story might be not how great Minnesota, Oklahoma City, and Denver have played. Mm. It's the teams that aren't. That's where we start. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
All right, last night we saw two teams sent home packing, Cancun or Galveston, that later in the show.
Indeed.
The Oklahoma City Thunder finished off the New Orleans Pelicans 97-89. Sweeps
out with but a whimper.
And then in the nightcap on TNT, you had the Denver Nuggets finish off the Los Angeles Lakers 108-106.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tie.
Timeout by the Lakers. I gotta go.
James, a bump, a feed, a print shot. No! Zeroes on the clock. The Nuggets advance.
Jamal Murray does it again. Another game winner for Jamal Murray as the Lakers bow out of the playoffs 4-1. The gentleman sweep.
Indeed. Which, congratulations, Lakers. You managed to get one win off the Nuggets in 13 games.
I think pretty clear now, too. Jamal Murray, the best player in the league, too, have never made an all-star team.
Yeah, I think it's right pretty easy. It's also
a lot of that is because, you know, the West has been so guard-heavy for
not
so
just that,
long.
His regular season performances aren't good.
No.
Like, that's he averages like 17-6.
He's like a Curt Schilling.
Just turns it on.
He's just Curt Schilling of basketball.
Minus the right wing stuff?
I don't know. I don't want to step on his toes there. We didn't know that about Curt Schilling when he had the bloody sock, all right? So Jamal Murray, he's got plenty of time to let that come out, and, you know, that's his choice. He's Canadian, though.
Yes, he is Canadian.
He is Canadian.
Yeah. Also has a dumb
So probably nickname. A nice guy.
He's what?
Has a dumb nickname.
What's his nickname?
Blue Arrow.
That is very dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Dumb.
Why is he the Blue Arrow?
Like, that's a terrible DC Comics character.
The Green Arrow knockoff.
Yeah. Wait, Green Arrow is a thing?
Yeah, Green Arrow's a DC comic.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, that was good by you.
Well, man, I knew there was Green Lantern.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it Blue Arrow? Just to be...
People are dumb.
He played for Kentucky, and he shoots from deep. Yeah, it's dumb.
It's Don't do that.
Real quick note on the Thunder Pelicans series.
Sure.
Brandon Ingram went out super sad. 2 of 14.
Ouch.
2 of 14.
You know, I read this today and I was very surprised. You know Zion Williamson? Mm-hmm. You know who he is?
Yeah.
He is the only lottery pick from the 2019 draft to have never played in a playoff game. The only lottery pick from the 2019 draft that has not played in a playoff game. Zion Williamson.
Isn't
that crazy?
I mean, it was a pretty decent draft, but not great. Yeah, you have... So, P.J. Washington, obviously, this year with Dallas.
Yes.
Harrow.
Yes.
Langford must have with Boston early on. Cam Johnson with the Suns. Cam Reddish with the Lakers. Rui with the Lakers. Kobe White. They made the playoffs with the Bulls? They did play-in game, but did they make the
last year?
No, because they lost to Miami.
2 years ago.
So, it must have been then. Jarrett Culver is an interesting one.
What's a Jarrett Culver?
Yeah, you're a really bad pick. Really bad pick.
Well,
Garland for sure. DeAndre Hunter. The Hawks made the run. Barrett must have done it with the Knicks there. And then obviously John and Zion.
Kobe White, 2021-22. He played Bulls in five games.
Yeah, there you go.
In the playoffs.
Okay. So, yeah. A lot of like bad, not great picks for, you know, Jackson Hayes, obviously, with the Pels and the Lakers. But, yeah, it's weird. A lot of these are Lakers. Jackson Hayes, Rui, Cam. Like, that's...
Well, yeah, but...
Collecting broken Infinity Stones.
Yeah, yeah. I can't find Culvert in what playoff series he was in.
I think Neil Olshay's ears just perked up.
Yeah, no, redraft candidate, 100%.
Excuse me?
He must have gotten on the floor for Memphis?
Okay.
Yeah, Memphis in 21-22.
All right, yeah. Zion Williamson, only 2019 lottery pick to not make the playoffs or appear in the playoffs. His teams have. He has not.
Here's a crazy thing. Jarrett Culver, 144 games he's played in.
Mm-hmm.
Zion Williamson, 184. 40 more games. Twice as many minutes, but 40 more games. That's it. Which, you know, you look at most games played in that class. Grant Williams, 364. Twice as many as Zion.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Brandon Ingram, he's probably gone.
If I was going to bet money on any... quote-unquote star being traded this summer, it's him.
Okay, now that leads us to a poll question that we have up at Danny and Dusty on social medias here. Which team has been the most disappointing in the playoffs this season? We are giving you four selections, two which have already been eliminated, two which are on the brink of elimination, and we could see them doing their 1-2-3 Cancun tonight. You have the Suns, which are out, bounced by the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Lakers, which got bounced last night by the Denver Nuggets, the 76ers, which play in Madison Square Garden tonight with a 3-1 hole to the Knicks, and then the Milwaukee Bucks, which are facing elimination against the Indiana Pacers in Milwaukee.
It is a runaway so far.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Suns.
Suns. Suns.
By staggering margins.
Yeah.
I think with the Bucks, you can go, yeah, they're injured. Like, is it disappointing? Sure. But Dame and Giannis healthy, I still think they run through Indiana.
But, okay.
Even after the regular season, I think you run through them.
I think that this is one where you look at and you go, absolutely. The Phoenix Suns, when you have Bradley Beal, Devin Booker.
Look like a corpse.
Kevin Durant. You are a playoff team that you should make a run. But when I look at what they did during the regular season, I sit there and I go, why should there have been expectations on this team with how beat up they were? And then when they finally got together in those few games, like really, was it? It was less than 30 games.
They played about 40 together.
Just over, yeah.
Yeah, like 42, I think is how many games they played together.
So barely half the year. Season. And you were sitting there going, this looks clunky. It doesn't look right.
They had a decent, I think they were, when they are all together, I think they had like a 64% winning percentage, which is good.
Never really saw it.
But like you didn't in game four when they get swept, Book and KD combined, I believe, for 84 points and 11 assists, and they still couldn't win. So it lets you know the Beal trade was a disaster. Nurk, I think he played 14 of 48 fourth quarter minutes in the series. So he wasn't on the floor in the fourth quarter. Basically every move they made was bad.
Yes. You know who they could
have used? Grayson Allen being hurt actually hurt them.
Yeah.
Like,
they could have used like a Tumani Kamara type.
And a DeAndre Ayton.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was just untenable relationship wise. But
yeah.
The Suns, like, anybody pitching Laker propaganda works at the four letter. and either lives in LA or lives in New York. Nobody in their right mind. It was like, well, it was the most competitive gentleman's sweep. Brother in Christ, they've lost 12 of 13 to that team.
Well, and it was like
the only other people to say it was a competitive gentleman sweep are Trailblazers fans.
No,
that was a sweep.
The idea
the Warriors was a sweep.
The idea that you have the Lakers, and they popped the graphic up, and like it was sad
time
to
led.
See the running clock where it was like 142 minutes in 48 seconds. Like the amount that they led during that series, people were like, see?
The Nuggets could just turn it on.
Those people have obviously never seen the Denver Nuggets play a playoff game because that is what they do. Like I said it on Twitter last night. They Rocky Balboa it. Mm-hmm. Like they just get their face beat in for three quarters and they're like, all right, time to go.
Yeah.
And that
one 8 minute spurt. That's it.
But that is what they do. That's what they did last year in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That is how they operate, and that's where they feel the most comfortable because every other team feels wildly uncomfortable playing that way.
Yeah, and the thing is, the KD Warriors skewed our brains of like what playoff domination looks like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you just mop the floor with everybody, and you're like, so that's domination. No, that's heresy. Like that's not supposed that group is not supposed to ever be on the court together.
Yeah.
This is what normal dominance looks like. It's a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. Like you looked at what LeBron did last night. LeBron finishes last night with 30, 11, and 9 with four steals, shooting above 50% from the field, 40% from three. You cannot ask more from an in-prime star in their 20s, and the man is 39.
LeBron James.
Indeed. And you probably saw the end of this Lakers era last night. And the Nuggets made it look easy.
I love Los Angeles!
That's the insane thing. It was like, oh, it's so competitive. This is great basketball. Sure, it was to an extent, but it was like the Nuggets had it in cruise control, and all of a sudden they hit the hill, and they're like, fine. And they put the pedal down to get the RPMs up, and it's not like this miraculous thing. They're just doing things you expect them to do. Aaron Gordon grabbed an offensive rebound. Let me put on my shocked face. Oh, Jokic grabbed an offensive rebound and a putback and spun over two people and scored. Oh my God, I've never seen that before. Michael Porter Jr. hit clutch threes. Jamal Murray hit a clutch shot. Oh my God. I got to get out my pen and paper and go to the throwback days and put ink on paper because I've never seen. Oh wait, I've seen this story a million times.
You know what team I think on this list probably deserves some more votes here? The Philadelphia 76ers, because Joel Embiid is banged up. He is hurt. Dude is performing out of his gourd right now. Like he is playing above what he should be doing. But the way that they were framed heading into this playoff run was that when Embiid is there, they are a title contender. They don't look anywhere close to a title contender.
No.
It is Joel Embiid, who looks amazing for being on one very large leg.
Yes.
And then Tyrese Maxey, who is doing stuff.
He's been really good.
But it's not like conducive to, like when you say Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., what those guys
the
are doing
is just
in the clutch moments, yeah. The plays that they make that are winning plays, you're not seeing that from Tyrese Maxey. And you're not seeing
third.
It from anybody no. else. On
Tobias
that.
Harris is a ghost. And
Nick Batum had a game.
Yeah, and this thing is, The scuttlebutt around the NBA is Paul George's contract not being signed yet and him possibly ending up in Philadelphia.
Okay, that would be very
like
good.
If Joel Embiid has Paul George to lean on and Tyrese Maxey is your third guy and Tobias Harris is gone, that's a pretty nasty team if Embiid can stay healthy.
And then
that's
we have the Milwaukee Bucks on this poll as well, and they are currently in second place. 73% is the Phoenix Suns, which rightfully so.
Yeah.
Good on smart. We got a lot of smart folks.
Sure.
Voting on the Twitters. The Bucks are sitting here in second place with 19.2% of the vote so far. And the thing about Milwaukee that makes it so disappointing is the injuries, right? We knew that it would be a long road to hoe without Giannis Antetokounmpo. We weren't expecting Giannis to be back in this series, even though they kind of floated it early. It was like,
well, you got to put it out there because you got to have some kind of hope.
But then Dame goes down. And Dame,
yeah, I don't
not going to be playing tonight.
I don't expect either of them. Even if they drag this out to seven, maybe if I squint.
And then you also have to take into consideration Chris Middleton keeps getting hurt, and he's playing.
Yeah.
You know, but that the disappointing fact of that is we had high hopes and high expectations, but we're just unable to live up to them right now, which that leads to the question of how long is this runway for the Milwaukee Bucks?
I think it was always at least 2 years. Three's probably squinting.
Three is squinting because Brooke Lopez, long in the tooth.
Chris
Middleton, long in the tooth. Dame, long in the tooth. Like, they're an older roster, and they're not healthy, and they're not holding up right now.
And they don't have the depth behind them to bolster it.
Yeah.
And that's something I think, even if those guys are healthy, and I think they run through the playoffs, run into Boston, the question I always had was, without the depth, are they too old? And you look around the NBA right now, the teams that went, that are going home are either very old, LA and Phoenix, or very young, New Orleans. Where you're seeing competitive balance is teams that have the mix, where it's Dallas and LA. And then Orlando, Cleveland. Orlando's just incredibly young. But you look at the Cavs, they've got, it's a good mix of guys in prime and younger. There's not a lot of old, and it's going to be very interesting to see not only what kind of comes out of the disappointments in the playoffs and who falls short, but what that roster mix looks like, because the LeBron, Chris Paul-led CBAs prior to this one favored younger or older guys and older rosters. Those guys could continue to get paid and make big money. I think you might see a rollback on that, and I think you might see rosters go from being a little bit older to just a little bit younger, much like you see in the NFL now, where a lot of the better teams are a lot younger.
Well, keep voting. The poll is up at Danny Dusty on Twitter. You can also vote at 1080 The Fan on Twitter as well. You can text us on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326, or be in the chats. YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. The Lakers, they may not be disappointing in this playoffs because where expectations were, but they've got big questions to answer, especially when LeBron James takes the podium and says what he said after the game. First is Jeff Rust, and Colin Cowherd out on Jeff Rust. He's wearing a backwards hat with SportsCenter Update.
I'll take that. I'll wear that proudly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
No doubt about it, was the best player on the floor for the Los Angeles Lakers in their postseason, albeit short run.
Mm. Girl, you something else.
But what LeBron said last night after the game was the ultimate LeBron James taking the podium.
Indeed.
We saw the temper tantrums that he threw, stomping his feet.
In game 3.
yelling at Darvin Ham. We've seen the blank stares on the bench. Mm-hmm. We've seen the daggers that he's staring through his teammates and his coach at various times throughout the course of the season. And this is just what we're used to with LeBron James. He is a superstar. He is a guy that commands a lot of attention.
Bandwidth.
By the front office, by his teammates, by his coaching staff. Mm-hmm. It's a lot when you have LeBron.
Yes.
He has gotten a lot of coaches fired over his career.
Got a lot of coaches hired, too.
Yeah, yes, Ty Lue. Ty Lue. But you have now the reports that Darvin Ham may be out as the Lakers head coach.
So the interesting thing about this was going into the game last night, it sounded like he was still safe. And then something changed, which if something changed, then he should have never been safe.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you know, anytime you're, I don't understand the, well, we'll give the coach one more year. Just get on with it.
Yeah, just get him out of there.
Like,
and
for
let's
both, for
anymore.
Everyone's sake. Like, just. Yeah. I've never understood that. Like, just make the move and get it done. Like, if you're going to make the move, like, oh, you're going to make it 10 games into the season and then fire him? Like, why?
Yeah.
Do you want to get, like, you want to work something out on a buyout here? Like, I don't understand that part of it. But the gross thing about this, both as it pertains to Woj and Shams, is that when both series ended, the Suns and Lakers, both newsbreakers had the, well, this might be the end for the coach, like, as the series ends. It's like,
he goes,
come on, man.
Tweet fired off.
Yeah, it's like, which means they had the green light from front offices to do that. That's how that stuff works.
Or players.
Yeah.
LeBron.
And that's the thing about this. It's just stupid. And it's,
well,
Darvin's, I would say at this point in time, unless something significant changes, Darvin's gone.
Well, we did have LeBron James kind of show his cards too, because he knows the power that he has, and he was asked about his future.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Gives a wry smile, gets up, and his press conference was done after that.
Yeah, I think that's smart from him, genuinely.
He holds the cards.
But not only that, I think LeBron is a guy who's very tactical, very, 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 very intelligent. As much as he plays the dumb idiot with being on the page one of every book he's reading, he's very intelligent. He's a very smart, calculated, thoughtful person, particularly as it pertains to his basketball career and how he goes about things.
Every book, you mean The Godfather?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it leather bound?
Yes.
Does his desk smell of rich mahogany?
It does.
Yeah.
But the thing about him is that he's not going to be caught in the moment. Like, to him acting like a child on the court and stomping his feet, the reason we're making such a big deal out of it is he doesn't do that. Like, that's not normal. Clearly, this is a guy, I think, if you're going to do the full armchair psychoanalyst, he's nearly 40 years old and he's struggling with the end.
Yeah.
I would say that that's where this is. Because right now, it's not just about him anymore. It's about playing with his son. Like, this, as much as he wants to have his business interests in L.A. and have a $50 million contract, is that a conducive environment for his son?
No.
Is it to bring him into that organization, to have the spotlight be on him, and it not be about his son, but be about his father?
I found it very funny that almost immediately afterwards, the report started coming out. After LeBron says that, It is, Lakers are open to drafting Bronny James. It's like, okay.
Which is something I've heard that they haven't been open to. So, you know.
And with, like, all of these teams that have been hoarding second-round picks, right? Because second-round picks are cash in the new CBA, mm-hmm. in the NBA now. There's going to be a team with multiple twos that's like, I don't know, maybe we do it. Maybe we do it just to see if we
can. I don't know if any team in the league is going to call that bluff. I don't know. That's been a question that I've heard.
I think it'd be awful for Bronny to enter the NBA and have his dad taking all that thunder.
Yeah.
And taking that
particularly
limelight and adding
in LA.
that pressure. In LA, of course, but anywhere.
Yeah.
Period. I think it'd be really tough because, like, how do you build connections and bonds in the locker room when you're a second round pick and Bronny James right now would be grinding to make a roster in the NBA.
He's probably on a two-way.
But you sit there and you go, how do you build relationships with other guys in the locker room when daddy is the next locker over,
yeah.
or two lockers over, because all those stars have the extra, they have the blank space. Yeah. They have the blank locker in there. So two lockers over is your dad that everybody's just looking at like, we know why you're here.
Yeah.
It's because of your dad. That's really hard for a young player in the NBA to do. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. And like Austin Rivers is a great example of this, right? It's like, in the league because of his dad. No, Austin Rivers actually carved a rollout for himself in the NBA for multiple years.
And it was distanced from his father. And not only that, this isn't a Ken Griffey Jr. senior situation where Ken Griffey Jr. was one of the top prospects in baseball.
And senior was holding on at the very end for it.
And he was a platoon player. He wasn't trying to be the centerpiece of the Seattle Mariners.
Quite literally the opposite
of
junior and senior.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Where in that vein, it's probably easier.
Yes.
If LeBron James Jr. was the superstar that his father is, and his father was just the role player, and this was, let's say we the hype engine is reversed. Like, Bronny is actually LeBron James.
Yeah.
And we've been following him since he's 15, like we have, but he's the second coming of Michael Jordan. And he's stepping into this, and his dad's just hanging out, waiting. Being Kurt Thomas, Udonis Haslam, just come on, bud, get here. This is all easy,
which is what people thought like 5 years ago when Bronny was coming up the AAU circuit. It was, LeBron's going to be 40 years old when he's a rookie. Can LeBron hang on long enough? Yeah,
he's probably got 4 more years in him, to be honest.
Yeah, he sure can
now. It's amazing what all of that $1 million can spend on his body in the offseason can do.
That's right. And
truly,
look, if you...
just the hyperbaric chamber.
It may be buying Bronny enough time to pull his name out of the draft, transfer somewhere else, and maybe work into a player that is a more solid NBA player.
Do you want to go? You want to know the conspiracy theory is?
Yeah. I love conspiracy theories.
The Philadelphia 76ers have all that cap space, so they could make a move, and they could draft Bronny, and stick him in the G League kind of a deal, two-way him, or Bronny transfers to Duquesne, where LeBron James's high school head coach is now the head coach.
And that's in Pittsburgh.
Which, Pittsburgh to Philly? Not far.
Not as close as Cleveland, though.
Just, you know.
LeBron back to Cleveland?
That's also another one that's there, because the Cavaliers are in the market for a forward.
Okay. All right. Well,
but the tinfoil is tightening around the NBA. I still think the most likely thing is LeBron stays in LA, and perhaps AD gets traded. If a move happens there, I think that's probably the one that I can see before LeBron leaving, because LeBron is entrenched, and it's not just the basketball. It's the multimedia stuff. It's generating money, because here's the thing. LeBron James is going to have a large ownership stake in the new franchise in Las Vegas. It's the worst kept secret in the NBA. And you know how you do that? You keep generating tens of millions of dollars that you can't generate otherwise. Him opting into the contract with the Lakers is what, $57 million?
Yeah.
Is he going to get that on the open market? The answer is no.
You don't think so?
No. No.
What do you think he maxes out at? If he were to get like a 3-year deal.
100.
3 years, $100 million. Yeah. So $33 million a year.
Yeah. Whereas he could get the 56, 57 on this year and then go get 2 more years at probably 30 apiece.
Okay. That'll be interesting to see.
Unless he falls off a cliff, which is why you go get the 56 this year.
Yeah. All right. Decision time in L.A. Yeah, I would hate to see the Lakers just fall on their face this offseason.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It all ends up coming back to them like they did for 5 years, and then they got a title.
Shut up.
I know.
God.
Here, you want to feel gross for a second?
No.
I'm going to let you feel gross. They have been to the Western Conference Finals, won a title, and lost to the eventual champion twice in the last 5 years. Would you take that as a Blazers fan? The answer is yes, unequivocally.
Yeah.
What they have done with LeBron and AD is not a failure. It is an unmitigated success.
Yeah, it 100% is.
That's the insane thing. Like, when you step away from all of this, that's the takeaway.
Yeah, he's the second best player to ever play in the NBA.
But I mean, the move made sense. And what their success over the last 5 seasons, play in or not, or missing the playoffs, 4 out of 5 years they make the playoffs. One of the years they win the title. one of the years they go to the Western Conference Finals.
Can you just, like, give me the fact that my son might not be a Laker fan next year and just say he's not going to go and play for the Lakers? Will you please do that? Because I got that out of my kid last night. I was like, are you still going to be a Laker fan if LeBron leaves? He's like, no. No. So he goes, there's the GOAT. And I said, do you know what GOAT means? He's like, no. I said, greatest of all time. He's like, oh, there's GOAT Jr. I've got him thinking Michael is better than LeBron.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we've ingrained that.
See, I think it's acceptable to call LeBron James the GOAT.
But no. No. Mm-hmm. I will not have it. Not in my home, Danny. Not in my home. But
that's actually one of the things I don't fight over, is if you're a LeBron guy or a Jordan guy.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's really no wrong answer.
No, that one to me is like, I'm like,
when
hey,
he plays
fine.
For the Cavs or the Heat or anywhere but the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the Lakers.
Okay, fair. Totally fair.
All right. Thank you for stealing my joy.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. The NFL draft is in the rearview mirror. Do we have a new football hotbed next on The Fan?
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
NFL draft has come and gone, and now we're getting like the all the little infographics out there. Do you know which state produced the most selections in the NFL draft this year?
Bum, bada, bum, bada, bum. Which state produced the most selections?
Yeah. Yeah.
Virginia.
Oof, wow. No, that was a wild guess.
I thought completely out of the box.
Virginia had one pick.
Okay.
One selection.
There you go.
No, it'd be easy. It's Florida.
Okay, I was wondering if it was something different.
Florida with 30, Texas with 24, Georgia, 23 selections. Georgia has been a recruiting hotbed in high school for over a decade now.
A bajillion years now.
And it used to be your top states were Texas, Florida,
California,
Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And the landscape is changing in that regard because it goes Florida, Texas, Georgia with 23, and then California with 18 draft
picks.
That's
a big time down here.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And get it together.
Football out west has... Yeah, but Arizona and Nevada have kind of been creeping up a little bit thanks to like Bishop Gorman and all those Scottsdale schools. Yeah. I mean, Compass doesn't have football.
Are they basketball only?
Yeah, yeah. They have just powerhouses all over Scottsdale, the place and around Scottsdale area. But outside of that, the next state, it was a little bit of a surprise to me. New Jersey, 11.
That's super 11 weird.
11 picks out of New
Northeast
Jersey.
The Northeast is not a football place. Like, they don't. They do not care about college football in any way, shape, matter, or form. Like college sports in general, outside of Big East basketball, does not exist to them.
Yeah,
and even football, it's a weird place, man. Like people are Giants and Jets fans, but they're not. Like, they're not that deep into the weeds. Like it's super weird.
Jersey is the only exception to like the entire, like if you go more northeast than Jersey, like because Penn State, that's where Joe Paterno like built Penn State football, was in Jersey and in Maryland too. Well, obviously the state of Pennsylvania, but he dipped into Jersey and some of his best players came out of New Jersey, but had them having 11 being tied with Louisiana. I mean, that is where you sit there and you're like,
that's a lot. That's an interesting one because, I mean, look, you know that you go get your size from the South. You get your speed from California and Florida. Texas, you get your
everything.
Mix, your everything.
Get everything.
Yeah. What guys are coming out of New Jersey?
I can look that up for you right now. New Jersey.
I have a hard time believing many linemen are coming out of Jersey, but maybe I'm wrong.
That's a pretty good mix.
Yeah.
Caden Wallace, who's third round pick, offensive lineman. Okay. I mean, no real, like, big-time names that came out of there. Ray Davis, Audric Estime, C.J. Hansen, Javonte Jean-Baptiste.
Sound like a lot of smaller guys.
Sanusi Kane, Muhammad Kamara, Devin Leary, Christian McGonaghy, Max Melton, and Tarib Still. I mean, it's a little bit of mix of you know, skills in linemen.
But you're not getting the 6'6", 340-pound guy out of there.
Well, Caden Wallace would be that guy.
He's a massive human.
He's a humongous human being. But Pennsylvania and Ohio kind of taking a little bit of a step back.
Where were they at in this?
Pennsylvania, 6.
Wow.
6 out of Pennsylvania, 10 out of Ohio. Oregon had 2. Both of them Oregon State Beavers, Anthony Gould and Ketan Oladapo.
They're both local guys?
Yeah. Oladapo went to Central Catholic. Gould went to West Salem. I only think he went there for a year, though.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Oladapo was a local guy.
Okay. Yep. Central Catholic guy. He's one of those Anthony Newman kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know? Anthony Newman pumping out those NFL DBs. Players. Yeah. Dude. His list is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's going to get even longer because he's got like 2 or 3 on Westland's defense that are going to be really good. Really good.
It's helpful. It's helpful to have that kind of coaching.
Well, yeah. And Alex Molden has another son coming up who's really stinking good.
Almost like genetics matter.
He's a puppy. He's like a sophomore. Yeah. But Oregon with 2 draftees tying Washington, the state of Washington.
Wow. That's a disappointment.
Well, only having 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did okay with having like 9 other guys drafted, though. At
UW. Yeah. No, that's fair. It is interesting the way people are, you know, I think this is kind of it's a shift in the sense of like you have to go. This is like Gonzaga going to Japan and Iceland and Finland and Australia. Like you have to grow your footprint. You have to be willing to go. I kind of rolled my eyes when Lincoln Riley said it when he lost some guys out of California's backyard. But their recruiting style since in the last couple months has backed it up of like, we don't just want to keep our footprint in California. You're like, yeah, we do want to keep the best players here, but we want to grab the best players in the country. And whether or not they get to that point remains to be seen. But I think that's kind of where this is headed for the top guys, which... I was looking at a stat. There was 4 and 5 stars made up like 94% of the entire draft.
Yes.
It was an insane number.
I think I saw that too. 3 stars are, they have a big volume of them just because there's very few 5-star recruits every year. There's more now than there were before, but 5 stars are, there's not that many of them. 4 stars, there are a lot more, and a lot of those guys do get drafted.
But those, like, it's crazy. If you're not one of those guys, the likelihood of you making it to the NFL is non-existent.
Very well. I mean, it's not. It's not.
No, I mean, as far as a percentage wise, it's not impossible.
Oh, the percentages of 3 stars.
Yeah, it's not. You're literally 1 out of 5,000.
Yeah, because there's just everybody else is just like a 3-star or
Not rated.
A 2-star. Yeah. You know, you're just not getting much traction there. But I thought that was interesting. Georgia on the come up still. Florida, Texas, Kings. Georgia nipping on their heels. And that's something that you go, why do you go outside of the footprint of the West? Like you were saying with USC, you have to build. And now with...
Especially if you want the trenches, you have to recruit yourself.
In conferences now being coast to coast, everything, every game being televised, you don't have to just put the fence around your backyard and say, this is how we build.
Yeah.
You have got to be national in your recruiting. Mm-hmm. And it is smart that Lincoln Riley is doing that because that's the only way that you build a true contender anymore, unless the Khalils keep on having kids.
Which
then USC will be okay.
Yeah.
But they haven't had some come through.
No, we haven't had a Khalil or a Matthews in a while.
It's going to, yeah.
Need one of those.
Really, really taken a tumble since they stopped.
Need the bloodlines to stock up a little bit.
But if you look at all the rosters across college football, even the Alabamas, Georgias, they're not just built with guys from Alabama and Georgia anymore. They're going to California. They're going into Texas. They're going all over the country. And recruiting has made it more accessible because all film is on Huddle. And you can pull up game film on any prospect across the country and have instant access to it. It's very odd how the landscape has changed that much because, you know, there was a run where guys were just moving to California or moving, to Texas or IMG Academy down in Florida because that's the only way that they were going to get seen and noticed. Well, now you can get noticed no matter really where you are. I mean, that's not stopping the IMG Academies or Modern Days from being football powerhouses still. But you're seeing that that talent distribution is being spread out in different places now. Yeah. It's really interesting. And the state of Oregon, two draftees.
Not too bad.
Not too shabby.
Considering the participation levels, yeah, I'll take that.
You've got the West as opposed to the South. Big difference.
Yeah.
30 out of Florida, 23 out of Georgia, 10 out of Alabama, 5 from Mississippi, which is a small state population-wise, 11 out of Louisiana. Yeah, the entire West Coast had 24.
Yeah, I wonder what that looks like charted out year over year, how much this is up or down, or if there's any kind of trends there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. The NCAA could be seeing a landscape shift or maybe the death of the NCAA. Mm. What the Big Ten and SEC are proposing next on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.